So it is a brand new day. I did a 30-day experiment and everything revealed itself. Let me tell you something about life, people. This is a no-brainer. This is something you can use till the day you die. Just be patient. Everything reveals itself through the cycles. Don't jump into anything. Don't rush. Don't hurry. Have other people to talk to. Ask other people's opinion. And just because you ask other people's opinion don't necessarily mean you listened. You're just getting some data points, you know. And so just go through the process of letting everything reveal itself. In other words, if a woman's pregnant, eventually the baby's going to come out, right? The birthing pains. If somebody's a liar, they can't stop lying. And they really eventually lie to themselves, you know. And they've lied to themselves so long that all you have to do is just pay attention, you know. If it's confusion in every evil work, you already know what it is. If it's peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy, you know what that is. Confusion and every evil work. Confusion goes alongside of every evil work. That's why it's in the same verse. Your Bible is your script. And I don't care who it is. If they step outside the script, it reveals what they are. The scorner always reveals what they are. The scorner doesn't even know that they are their own worst enemy. Don't walk with the scorner, don't stand with the scorner, and don't sit with the scorner. And you'll be all right. The scorner is actually looking for an open door to see if you're naive in some area so that they can come in and steal, kill, and destroy. And the scorner would include a Jezebel, a Delilah, or just a con artist, or selfish person, or narcissist, whatever you want to call them. They're all the same. The only difference between all of them is some are just totally more selfish and just given over to, they've just sold their soul to the, pretty much sold their soul to the devil. They're so confused that they don't even know they're confused. That's really sad. I was listening to a short the other day. He said, how does a person who doesn't know anything know that they don't know anything? He said they can't. They think they know, but they don't. The only way you're going to wise up in this place is stay in the Word and memorize the Word and abide in the Word and drink the Word and eat the Word and saturate your mind with the Word and just try to embody the Word. Try to digest it so it becomes a part of you, and that's what you think about all day. You know, most people, I don't know what most people are thinking about, but I'm thinking about Bible. I got Bible verses memorized. I'm thinking about the truth. I'm downloading truth. But most people are, I don't know what they're thinking about. What their next food, what they're gonna eat, I don't know. Who they're gonna try to deceive or trick. It's pretty wild how a truther is trying to teach and get people in the truth, and a deceiver is trying to figure out how to get over on people and manipulate their reality to fit what they want. Instead of trusting God, they're trying to be God and manipulate their reality. And they try to manipulate somebody's will and emotion and intellect. And so you have to go through stuff to even believe these kind of people exist. And they don't even know it's wrong. They've done it their whole life. They don't even know what they're doing is wrong. It's really sick. They don't even know it's wrong. They don't even have a recognition of right and wrong. Only if it affects them. If it goes against what they want or their power or their control, then it's wrong. But when it comes to comparing it to God and His universe and God's Word, they don't care if it's right or wrong. It's how it affects them if it's wrong. And they'll throw some scripture out to support their, I don't even want to use the word divine will, their flesh will, their fleshly will, and try to turn their fleshly will into something righteous. Let me say that again. I don't think I ever heard a preacher talk about this. Let me say that in a different way so it makes sense. Because as I'm talking, this stuff just starts to reveal itself. Check this out. So, you got a person who wants to be their own God. Let's call it a narcissist. Okay, so a narcissist wants their will, right? And depending on who they're trying to manipulate into their bubble, fake reality bubble, they're going to use scripture, they're going to use psychology, they're going to use a person's propensities, bloodline, whatever. They're going to use whatever means possible to try to make their flesh will and try to overpower a person to make it look like it's a divine will. They're trying to take their flesh will and use scripture or anything else to make it look like it's the truth when it's the opposite of truth. That is off the roof mind control if you've ever seen it. And you've been around them your whole life. These are the reptilian shapeshifters. These are the brute beast psychopaths. And so these brute beast psychopaths, they don't mind using scripture. They don't mind using psychology. They don't mind using, if they can try to find some kind of insecurity, they'll use that. If they can use some kind of manipulate. Look, I did a test. I kind of, everything I said was the truth, but I was uploading to do a test to see some responses in the real world. And everything that I said was to see if I could pull a, how do I say it? In the 3D, I was trying to pull out some obvious stuff. That's all I can say. I'll put it this way. When a narcissist is trying to deceive you, they will repeat back like 2 or 3 days later something you said, thinking that you forgot you said it, whether it's on a video, whether it's just on a phone call or whatever. They will just repeat back like a parrot to try to make you think that they agree with you, because they're trying to, their new supply let them down, so they try to hoover you back in, and they just say what they think you want to hear and try to be like you. They don't have a clue. They don't know Jack. They will actually twist reality. The queen bee narcissistic psychopath system will try to twist reality to where you serve them out of duty, flip reality. I mean, it's hard to even explain how they do it, but they want to flip reality so that you kiss their feet and worship at their feet instead of them focusing on what their role is and what they need to do. In other words, they want to be God. They want to be God, and they want to twist, exchange, flip reality so much that if you hang around them too long, you'd be just crazy as they are. And thank God you got your Bible, and all you have to do is open it up and read Proverbs. If you really want to have a stable mind, read Proverbs, read Revelation, because if you read Revelation, you will be blessed. Read Proverbs, and you'll escape them. Read Ephesians, rightly divide it. Go talk to some other people. Take notes, write down what was said. Go talk to somebody and say, does this make sense? Is this crazy? Yeah, it's crazy. I thought so. See, if they can even get you to doubt yourself one little bit, that's how the devil gets in. Hath God said? So these narcissists are trying to get you to doubt reality and the way things are supposed to be in this reality. And it goes back to Genesis 3 every time. Hath God said? They really have created their own doctrine, their own spiritual doctrine that you cannot penetrate because they've built it up over their whole lifetime, and they're not going to change. They're not going to change. I don't even think God Almighty can change them when they get to that point. They've gone into such delusional, messed up thinking. They take chapter books out of the Bible and try to add other books and they'll pull Leviticus out and say, that's not Bible. What? They'll pull Exodus. They'll pull any book out of the Bible that doesn't meet their doctrine. Instead of letting the Bible change them, they're trying to change the Bible. And if they change the Bible, like a sister in Christ said to me yesterday, if they change the Bible and they're spiritually, this is what she said. If they're in spiritual adultery, you know they're doing it in the natural. They're going to be cheating on the natural, because what's happening in the spiritual is happening in the natural. It's not a maybe. It's not an if or when. It's happening now. They're spiritually going against God's word, which is what? Spiritual adultery. So if they're doing it in the spirit, that means they're doing it in the natural. It's not a maybe. It's absolute. It's an absolute 100% fact. Israel and Judah ran under every tree, committing adultery with the gods of this world, the false gods. And so when they put themselves up as their own goddess or god, they have committed worship of themselves instead of the true God, which reveals what? They're in spiritual adultery, and they're not going to stop. They're not going to stop until God puts them on their deathbed. They're not going to stop. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is not going to be mocked. I don't care who it is. And all their devices are going to knock them back. And they're going to have to find somebody like them. They're going to find a narcissist that's crazier than them. Thank you. And they're going to be knocked back, you know. Yeah.